Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Let me share with you a verse in John 16. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. As Christians, we are instructed not to worry, and yet we do. One of my favorite passages is, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank him for his answers. If you do this, the peace that surpasses all understanding will be yours in Christ Jesus. It can be hard to find peace in a world where so many things around us are things to worry about, especially when those things are constantly bombarding our lives day in and day out. As humans, our brains are primed to pay attention to the dangers that surround us. It's why we're more likely to keep our eye on the oven than we are on the Bible. The insights, sounds, and smells of the physical world just mean and feel more real than the spiritual message we may have heard or seen in the Word. I have found that thinking about Christ, contemplating what and who he is, can help shift our focus away from the worries of this world toward the concerns of where we are in a relationship with Jesus. After all, what's more comforting than recalling how our Savior took away the sins of the world, including ours, and will someday return to welcome us into his arms? The truth is, such a strategy may only work for those to whom their Christian faith is truly important. For those who do not allow guilt to take the place of the peace we find as we bask in his love and grace. If we are not careful, we will allow ourselves to slide right back to where we do not want to be over and over again. Thus, focusing on him during struggles, trials, and difficult situations is extremely important. One way we can do this is by placing his word deep within our hearts, so we can draw upon it when we need it. Our Lord gives us his word for just that reason. As the scripture said, I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Prayer list for today, Dallas and Whitney. Dallas is still looking for a job. Has another interview on Friday with another company. Memorial service for Kerry Williams on February 24th at 2. We have a number of surgeries pending, and I did not mention them Sunday. Forgive me, people. But they are out there, and I know that Lorraine has made sure everyone's aware. But Ruth Walton is having knee surgery on the 14th next week. Pat Fox, Linda Dobbin's cousin. Her husband's having heart surgery on the same day. They live in Idaho. Grace Erskine's going to be having surgery on the 15th. Juanita Hitt's going to be having surgery on the 21st. And I know that Lorraine has, and we've also put out the information, if you want to contact Hildegard's son, Brian, and his wife, Patricia, there's an address available for you. Keep Friedegard in our prayers as she's on hospice. And there's many people we need to lift up who are battling illnesses and cancer. And just lift up those who you love and care for. Remember our missionaries, our nation, and our church, as well as our families. Spend a few moments in prayer. And God bless. Don't worry. God's with us, and he'll take care of us. He's overcome the world. Have a great day.